At March for Life in D.C., Vice President J.D. Vance demolishes far-left's attack on marriage and family. By Katherine Hamilton on January 23, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance destroyed the far-left's crusade against the institutions of marriage and family on Friday at the 53rd Annual March for Life. Vance, who recently announced that he and his wife Second Lady Usha Vance are expecting their fourth child, made the remarks while speaking for the second year in a row at the event in Washington, D.C., which is the largest annual human rights demonstration in the world. "Let me just say, my friends, that we have to be clear, we cannot be neutral. Our country cannot be indifferent about whether its next generations live or die. Because think about it, what ultimately gives meaning and life to the United States of America? This is not a new question. Every civilization has been forced to answer it. You march today, we march today because you have an answer to this question about what kind of civilization we are and about what kind of civilization we're going to become in the future," Vance said to a crowd of thousands of attendees at the National Mall. "We have to remember that in the ancient pagan world, discarding children was routine, from the skeletons of babies at brothels to the child sacrifice of the Mayans. The mark of barbarism is that we treat babies like inconveniences to be discarded rather than the blessings to cherish that they are," the vice president reflected. "But the inheritance of our civilization is something else. The fact that a scripture tells us each life is fearfully and wonderfully made by our Creator," he added. Vance said protecting the unborn is more than just politics and is about whether we will remain a civilization under God or whether we ultimately return to the paganism that dominated the past. "Today, the far left in this country tells our young people that marriage and children are obstacles. That it's irresponsible, even immoral because of climate change or some other reason to encourage our young people to raise a family," he said. "They tell us that life itself is a burden. But we here at this march, we know that it's a lie. We know that life is a gift," he said, giving a nod to the march's 2026 theme. "We that babies are precious because we know them. And we love them. And we see the way that they can transform our families. We know that family is not just the source of a great joy, but it's part of God's design for men and women. A design that extends outward from the family to our neighborhoods, to our communities, and to the United States of America itself. And we here know that treating everyone with dignity isn't always easy. It's not always convenient, but it's the right thing to do." Vance slammed the left for telling young people that discarding family and children is a form of liberation. "We know that those people are telling a lie," he said. "And so to our fellow Americans, we march in part to serve as a witness to our fellow Americans. We say you're never going to find great meaning in a cubicle or in front of a computer screen. But you will find great meaning if you dedicate yourself to the creation and sustenance of human life." The first March for Life occurred in 1974. A year after the Supreme Court issued its 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which invented the constitutional right to abortion. In June of 2022, the Supreme Court overturned that decision in the Dobbs case and returned the issue of abortion to individual states and their elected representatives. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X at @thecot_Hamilton.